guys, welcome back to the Serious and Not Serious podcast, or welcome if you're new. I'm Julia.
And I'm Gabby.
And today we are going to be talking about 10 habits or things you can do to make you a better you. So, yeah.
Before
we get into that, as always, let's start with our segments of the week, starting by the down of the week. I'm just going to start with mine. I have a cold and it's literally so annoying. I feel like everyone in this university is sick.
Yeah.
People are like coughing in class, at the library, on the streets. Like, it's nonstop. So yeah, like I woke up today, I couldn't even like breathe because my nose is clogged. I couldn't speak anything. I had to like cough for 20 minutes before I could get a word out, because my throat is so freaking dry. So if my voice is annoying today, that is why. I'm so sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's more annoying for me than it is for you guys. So
yeah.
So for that's sure.
Yeah, it sucks. It's been like literally 2 weeks since I've had a cold, and I'm still not completely cured yet. So yeah, it fucking sucks. Okay. So my down this week is the same down as like the past weeks and whatever. I've just not been in like a good place regarding myself, like my perspective over myself. I've been hating on myself a lot, especially like physically. I've been comparing myself a lot to how I was looking last year. It's been literally like the thing that I do every day, and like I literally look at photos and keep like wishing I was exactly as I was back then, and it's been like eating me alive. So yeah, I don't know, I've just been having like a rough couple weeks on like my whole self-esteem, and it has like a little bit of a like mental side of it too. So yay, that's it.
I know this doesn't help, but you look exactly the same to me.
Thanks.
I know it doesn't help. I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay, so for my up this week, my up was Saturday night. I just had like the best time. We went to like this like house party that was not like a frat, which is like so nice because frats are gross. So we went and I had like the best time. There was good music. Like, the people were all so nice. I met, like, so many, like, new people. So, yeah. It was an amazing night. We got cookout afterwards. So,
it looked like so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so much fun. And I got to finally dress up again. Like, I miss, like, I was, like, wearing a cute top.
Yeah.
Because all I wear right now are t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So, I was, like, very happy about it.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Okay, my up this week was I had a girls' night with one of our best friends, and it was like a long time coming sort of thing. It was literally planned in order to watch the new High School Musical, the musical, the series season. Yeah, so we planned on binging it and all that. So she came over, we ordered some food, we baked brownies, and we watched the season until like late at night, and then we FaceTimed Julia. We had like a late night talk, and then we went to bed, but it was like, I don't know, it was so much fun. And I am really more of like an indoor person, and just like chilling, eating food, and like watching something nice than just like spending the entire night partying. So I don't know, it was just like something that I needed to do, because I have also been like feeling kind of like distant from my friends. I don't know why. So it was a good way to like feel, I don't know, close again.
Yeah. It was so cute. Like, I was walking like on the street and they called me. It was like Gabby, our friend, and Gabby's mom, which I love.
Yeah.
It was like the cutest thing ever. But then I like, I can really talk. But then I called them back, and it was like the best talk ever. So
yes,
love that for us.
We love it.
So for my recap, this week was really like, I don't know what happened. Like, I couldn't really remember much that I did, but I know that I did a lot. So I have two tests this week. I have one tomorrow and one the day after that. So I've been like in the library majority of my time just studying. So yeah, but it's a vibe. Like, I love being in the
Yeah,
library. I'm
definitely
just
better
like,
than studying at home on your desk.
yes, for sure. And I've been just like spending all my money on Starbucks, but it's fine. We'll talk about it. Also,
I would do the
yesterday,
same.
now I know it's bad. It's bad. Like, oh. But it's flex dollars, so it really doesn't count. Like, on our meal plan, like, we like have a certain amount of flex dollars, so I just pretend it's free because I'm not actually like spending my money.
Yeah, you keep
So
telling yourself that.
yeah, that's just what I'm gonna do. Then when it's like when I spend all of them like in the middle of the year, then I'm gonna be sad because then I'll actually have to like pay for it, and I'm not paying for it, so I'm just not gonna have Starbucks anymore, which is fine. Anyways, it's like so expensive, and so like this can't be good for you because like they put so much sugar and like fat in everything, like the drinks, but it tastes so good, and that's why. So yeah, I mean, priorities, like I need to stay awake. So yeah, okay, so I've been studying with people, which is nice. Like, I made like a new friend because we like were studying together, I guess.
Oh, that's
So
cute.
yeah. Okay, yesterday, today's Monday, yesterday night we were like planning on like watching a movie, so doing like a movie night. And we ended up not doing that at all, but we did play Just Dance like on YouTube. Like, we put it like on the TV and we played it, and it was like the best thing ever. Like, I was obsessed with it when I was like a kid, and
Same.
it was so fun. Yeah, till like the RA came in, it was like, I know you guys are having so much fun, but you're literally like gonna break the ceiling because you're jumping so much. So we had to stop. But yeah, it was so fun. We also did like karaoke night before that, which is also so fun. My voice is not happy with me right now, but it was worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Also, this is so random, but I just wanted to like talk about it real quick. We have like birds all over campus. If you don't know what that is, they're like the scooters, like the electric scooters. And me and my friends, we just like rented them because we wanted to try them, and it was like the best 13 minutes of my week because they're so fun. They go so fast. Like, I almost fell out of it. Like, they go
My
so
God.
fast, and it's so good. But the problem with this, with that is they're so expensive, and they literally like they don't warn you. Like, you put like $5 on the app, and that's like a 10-minute ride. But they don't warn you when that 10 minutes are up, when those 10 minutes are up. They just keep like taking money out of your bank account. So yeah, it's
Got it.
dangerous,
Yeah,
but it
for
was so
sure.
much fun. Also, I am so happy that I'm taking a math class, and I'm so happy that I'm actually like understanding it. Like, I'm so happy that I can do like the exercises. Yeah, it's making me like actually like math, which is crazy, but yeah, it is so good. I went to like a study like session. Like, they have like this tutoring program, so I went there like at 8 p.m. on Thursday, and they helped me so much. Like, the people there were so nice. So after I got back from that, it was like 9:30, and I still had like a lot of energy because I was feeling good because I was like I was understanding everything. So I went to the gym at like 10 p.m. at night, and it was like the best thing ever. I might just start doing that, like, not every day, but a couple of times a month. Because it's just like a vibe. It's like, it's not so like crowded because like usually the gym's so full. So yeah. And lastly, I cut my hair yesterday, which is something that I've done before. So it's not like it's something crazy, but I cut my hair with some guy's kitchen scissors. And It actually looks good, so I'm happy about it. I'm trying to like take better care of my hair, so like I'm putting oil on it every day and using like the silk like cap to go to sleep. And I've heard that you're supposed to like cut your hair like at least like trim it every 3 months. So I was like, why the hell not? So I cut it and it looks good. It doesn't look like I cut it, but I cut it and it feels healthier. So yay. That's my
Yay.
recap. I'm
Good for
sorry, that
you.
was so long, but
No, it's okay. We love it. Okay. So for my recap, first of all, I actually like ended up working this whole week every day, the same like job at the store that I've talked about here before.
I love that.
Yeah,
I feel like
same.
that's so like adult of you.
Yeah. So most of my most no, literally every afternoon for the past week was filled with just working at the store. But yeah, it was great. Also on like the middle of the week, which was like it's definitely like out of the ordinary, like of an ordinary week, but I like went out to dinner like at this fancy restaurant because we were like celebrating the and like the 25-year anniversary for my parents, like marriage. So yeah, it was cute and fun and delicious.
You all went, like the whole family.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And then I went out, yeah, yes, the day before, so Saturday. I went out with two friends to like this party. And I didn't have a lot of fun, but it wasn't on the event and neither the company. I was just like not feeling it. I don't know. I wasn't just vibing with it. I wasn't in the mood. Yeah, like to interact with other people and all that. I don't know. And then I started to like get a headache and feel kind of like nauseated. I don't know. So it wasn't like the best, but the beginning of the night was pretty fun and like just hanging out with the girls. Yeah. And then the last thing, which is like literally it was the this it was a second up for me. But on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, I went to the movies with my friends from college and we went to watch The Orphan like two. And it was so much fun. Like it was also a down in a way because the movie literally traumatized me for life. Like
What
I
was the
was
movie?
Orphan
Oh,
too.
you just said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know why, but I was so scared afterwards. Like, and we were just like everyone was just laughing at me because of course, like what am I afraid of? Like it's not like the orphan's gonna show up at my house, but at the same time, like I don't know what happened to me. I was genuinely scared to my core and it was so much fun. But like during the movie, just like laughing and like being scared together. It's just so much fun when you watch like a
Yeah,
horror movie with friends. So
it
yeah,
is.
it was pretty fun and it was like late at night because this week is like it's like movie week here. So literally every ticket to watch any movie is only 10 reais. So like literally the best thing ever. So we like it was like super cheap and then we went on like a night session and it was super fun. So yeah, that is it.
Wait, why is it only 10 hairs? I feel like you've told me.
I don't know why it's 10 reais, but it's a discount. Like all of the tickets are like 10 reais, you know? Were, because
Yeah.
it's not that week anymore, but anyway.
No, because I feel like that we had the same thing here. I feel like it was like national, like
Yeah,
movie
probably.
days or something, because I saw that too. Okay, and lastly, if you listened to last week's episode, you would know we are doing a new segment, which is one thing we're grateful for this week. So my thing that I'm grateful for is the care package that my grandparents sent me. I got it like 2 days ago, I want to say, but it was just like a box full of food. And I thought it was like the
So
cutest thing
sweet,
ever.
yeah.
Like, that made my day. And it's good because it's like I don't really have snacks because I just didn't want to use my money to buy food. So now it's good that I have things to eat like in my room because I'm not gonna like go to the cafeteria and like spend a swipe, like a meal swipe, to get like a snack. So yeah, it was like the cutest thing ever. Yeah, I just
Yeah, it
felt
was super
loved.
sweet. Yeah,
I
for
loved
sure.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about mine. Yeah, so I'm just gonna say that this week I'm grateful for my friends just since I got to see a lot of them this week. Yeah, that was it. Just spending quality time with my friends.
Okay, so now that we're done with that huge intro, let's get into the episode. But before we do that, as always, don't forget to give us a rating and review if you like us and you want to support the show. And follow us wherever you listen to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. So yeah, let's get
Yeah,
started.
let's do
Okay, so as I said in the beginning of the episode, we're going to be giving you guys 10 habits, I guess.
it.
10 things you can do to become a better you. I'm just gonna start with like the most obvious one that I feel like we talk about like every single episode, but it's something that you don't realize how much of a difference it makes until you do it, which is getting in the habit of cleaning your space daily. And I say this because I hadn't cleaned my room for like a week, and it was like annoying me so much. Like I could barely walk. There was so much like stuff in my floor, like clothes, shoes, and it literally like was getting in the way of me living my life because like I would wake up in the morning late for class and like stumble into like a pair of like my sneakers or like a hoodie in the floor. And then like that would make me late because first of all, I couldn't find anything. Second of all, it was like difficult to move in my room to get my stuff. So yeah, get in the habit of like literally like just if you use something, immediately put it away. Don't like just leave it because like that way you won't have to like take like half an hour like I just did to clean your room. So yeah, just get in the habit of doing that like daily, and I can literally tell you it makes such a difference. Like even like in my mood, like I came home from class today and right before we called to record, I cleaned my whole entire room and it feels so nice. Like it is so good. And I'm in a much better mood now that I've done that. So yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We think that like having a clean environment makes such a huge difference. Like when you're thinking about motivation and focusing and being productive, your environment literally like sets the mood for it all. So having a clean environment will literally lead to you being more motivated, you being more focused, more in tune with yourself, which just leads to a bunch of other positive things in the
Yeah, and
future.
it's so nice when you come back from like a tiring day and your room's like actually clean and cozy and you can just like lay down. It is
For
so
sure.
nice. So.
Yeah, we love that. Okay, so the second habit would be combining exercising with an activity that makes you happy. And by this, I mean, for many people, when they think of exercising, they just think that like it's an obligation for your health. But we always say it here that you should try to do it in a way that makes you happy and that it's fun for you. So combine like this kind of like the sense of obligation of like taking care of yourself and having to move every day with something that actually makes it a pleasure to you. Like, I don't know, like going to a Pilates class, a
Yeah.
yoga class, or working out at home, doing cardio, doing abs, like cycling, I don't know. All of that. So, like,
Yeah.
find what makes you feel comfortable, what makes you feel satisfied, and that's the thing that you should do. And then you'll be pairing like the actual like taking care of yourself with also like taking care of your mental health and your mental
Yeah.
satisfaction. So, yeah, 10 out of
I
10.
feel like you just have to like try everything out. Like, try cycling, try like group classes, try just going to the gym by yourself, try working out at home, working out outdoors, going for a run. And then, like, you can see what you like the most.
Yeah.
And I feel like even if you don't like something that much, it's good to like try new things just to like switch it up, because if not, it gets boring. And yeah, eventually, like when you start doing it enough, or even like just the first time you go, you see such a huge difference like in your mental state.
Yeah.
I literally go to the gym to like de-stress, and like I like to go at the end of the day, because that is like I feel like I'm letting everything go when I go to the gym. So it's literally a way for me to like let everything go, like clear my mind, and like have a good night of sleep. So yeah, that is like a huge thing for me. And if like the thing that helps you is like to go to the gym is like going with other people, like find people to go to the gym with you, find like workout buddies, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just so you have, just so it's like a fun experience,
Yeah,
because
make it
that
fun.
is what it should be. Like, it should be fun. So yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Obviously, you're not gonna be like running like 5 kilometers and like laughing and like being, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. But you will like be grateful you did it afterwards. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, the next thing that I wrote down that you should do to make yourself a better you is actually tracking your money and seeing how much you spend and how much you're saving, because
So important.
I'm not doing that right now and it's stressing me
Yeah.
out. So I'm gonna start doing it. But like just like knowing how you're spending your money is like such an important thing, because then you can see like if you're spending too much. Why are you spending too much? Like, are you spending too much on like food, on clothes, on whatever? If it's like important stuff and you're spending too much, like if you're spending too much on food, like you can try to cut that down. If you're spending too much on clothes, like you don't necessarily need like that much like clothes per month, like you know. So it's helpful to see how you're spending your money. Just so you actually like know, because you don't want to be like trying to buy something and not having that money because you just spent it on Starbucks. So yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's so
important to like
important. Sorry.
go ahead.
So important to like have that control over your life, because
Yeah.
whether we like it or not, money is such like a basic thing on our day-to-day lives. And if we're like able to manage it and we're actually conscious about where it's going, then we definitely have more authority to like towards our actions during the day. So it's like super important to actually be mindful about where we're spending it on and if it's actually worth it and if it's benefiting us like in the long haul.
Yeah, and it gives me like peace of mind just like knowing how
Yeah.
much money I have, because there's nothing that stresses me out more than like not knowing if I can like if I have enough to buy
Yeah.
whatever I want. So yeah, that is good. And then when you start tracking, you can start like actually like saving money and like putting some money aside. You don't have to like spend 70% of what you make or of what you have, but like just save something, because even if it's just like saving to buy something, like it gives you a goal, like it gives you peace of mind to like know that no matter what, you'll have X amount saved. So yeah.
Yeah,
And a
for sure.
bonus, if you want, is investing. I know this is like such like a, at least for me, it's such like a confusing topic. I
Same.
don't really understand anything. But I feel like if you have the time, that would be like an amazing thing to like look into and like learn to do. Because I know that the sooner you start, the better. Because compound interest just works that way. You have to start soon, so you have to start young. So yeah, look into that if you want to feel like super put together and super adult and super responsible. Because I just feel like people who invest are responsible and adult. And yeah, that is gonna make you a better you, because you are gonna be responsible and a good adult. Even if you're like 16, you
Yeah.
are responsible. Congrats.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, the next one would be And this doesn't have to be like super strict. You don't have to like take this that I'm gonna say like 100% literally. But anyways, setting one day of the week to socialize, and another day to take care of yourself. And it doesn't have to be like one day or one specific amount of time. I'm just saying that like you should have both. Whether it's like during your weekend or during your week in general, make sure that you spend time with friends and family and people who matter to you and people who make you happy and socialize, but also spend time with yourself and take care of yourself. Have like a moment to get in tune and rest and recharge, because that's like so necessary in order to have that energy to socialize and do the other things that you have to do and that will be coming to you during the next week. So you have to have that balance of having both. And a person who's like in their best era knows that balance is key, and that as much as spending time with a lot of people is fun, it's also super important to spend time by yourself. And if that's hard for you, listen to our latest episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like actually have to be a whole day. I know no one has to
Yeah,
plan for that.
exactly.
But like make sure at least one day of the week you're doing it. And especially like I know if you're in college or high school or middle school, like we all have a lot of things to do. So I know like you can like I at least am like this. I'll be like, no, I've had like 6 days to myself this week. Like I can go out, it's good, but I haven't actually had 6 days to myself. I've just like been studying and doing schoolwork all week. That doesn't
Yeah.
count as time to
It's not
yourself.
like a
Like,
set time.
yeah, that doesn't count. So make sure you like actually like have that time to like take care of yourself.
Being intentional with that time.
Yeah. And a bonus thing that I'm trying to implement is like I will like once a month. It doesn't have to be like once a week, but like once a month, I'll take like one day to like do all the little stuff that I've been like procrastinating. So like, oh, like I don't know, like I literally can't think of anything right now. I'm sorry, my door just slammed. I literally can't think of anything right now, but like I don't know, like going and buying like tape if you need tape. I don't know, cleaning out my hairbrush. Like washing it. I literally can't think of anything, but like small little things that you know that if you did would make your life better, but you never do because they're like not that important. But if you do take like that little time to do it, like that day of the month, it's just good. You guys should try it. Yeah. I don't
For
know if I
sure.
made myself clear, but yeah.
You did.
Okay. Okay. The next thing you can do to make you a better you is setting a goal to talk to more people. At least say hi. It doesn't have to be like an hour long conversation, but
Yeah.
try to talk to as many people as you can throughout your days because that is how you build like your networking skills. I know like it may sound like dumb, but like just saying hi to someone in class could like potentially like turn into something bigger. So maybe if you say hi, maybe you like will like just like I don't know, let me think of an example. Like you say hi to someone, you're in the same class, you guys have a test like next week. Maybe you will like hang out and study together for that test. And maybe like
Yeah.
while you're studying, maybe like they mention like job opportunity where they work or like someone that could connect you to another person that can help you get whatever job you want. So
Yeah.
literally like find common ground with people. Find things that they like that you also like or things that they're interested that you know about so you can talk to them and make conversation and actually like have people that you know that could like potentially help you. And I'm not saying to just like talk to people because like that's gonna benefit you. No, just talk to people in general. Like you never know,
Yeah.
maybe you'll become best friends, maybe like that could be like your future husband or wife, maybe that could be like someone that's going to get you a job, someone that's
Yeah,
just
you
like
never
someone that,
know.
yeah, you literally never know. And even like if you just become like acquaintances, maybe like 2 years from now, you'll run into that person and they'll like introduce you to someone else that can get you a job, that whatever, you know? So
Yeah.
literally just talk to everyone. Just
The
talk to
ripple
everyone.
effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next one is to prioritize things slash people that will have a positive impact years from now. So, like, the better version of you knows your worth and knows that you can't stand to, like, just waste your time on people who don't, I don't know, who don't fuel you, who don't bring something positive out of you, and who only, like, bring negative energy or, like, make you feel bad. We don't want that. Our time is precious. So, literally prioritize people and also things like the things that you have to do during your day, like your work, or literally like the things that you make, like you literally take time out of your day to do. Make sure that they are things that you want to be doing and that will have a positive impact on the future. Things that will have a consequence, a positive consequence, like years from now, and you'll still be thankful that you did it or that you stayed in touch or things like that. Make sure you filter everything in your life in order to like in order to them like be serving you.
Yeah, I know like it's easier said than done in some ways. Like you're not gonna love everything you do every second of your days. Like that's not how it works. You're gonna have to like do stuff that is annoying that you don't want to be doing. But you have to make sure that you also include things that you do want to be doing, and not necessarily like, oh, like I'm gonna do this because it's gonna like be good for me in the future. Like I'm gonna like get this job because it's gonna be good for me, and I kind of like it. Like not only things that will benefit you, but like things that have nothing to do with like your career or like your goals that
Yeah.
just simply like bring you joy. It could be reading, it could be gardening, it could be like riding a bike. I don't know. Like just
Yeah.
include things that will bring you joy because that is how like you will like become more grateful. Like when you include things that you like in your life, you're gonna be like more grateful for your life because it's gonna be like a fun life.
For
And
sure.
that just brings in more positivity. Like that just brings in more good stuff. So I feel like I haven't said this in a while here. When you focus on the good gets better. So make sure
Yeah.
you are like actually like seeking good things in your life so that you can focus on them and more good things can come into your life.
Yes,
Because,
for sure.
yeah. Okay, so the next thing on my list is reading. I'm one to talk because
We
I
love
love
that.
reading, but I've been reading, which is so sad. Like, ugh, it's so sad. I don't think I'm gonna be able to like accomplish my like Goodreads reading goal, which just makes me so sad.
It's
I put like
okay.
50 books. I've read like not even 20. I actually don't remember. I'm gonna check, but I'm gonna talk while I check.
I think
So
you've read
reading, like,
20.
not necessarily. I so. Anyways, reading. When I say reading, not necessarily just like, oh, reading like informational stuff, like reading stuff that's like gonna help you learn something. That's good too. Like you should do that. But also, like, if you are like us and you like books that are actually cool and have a story, like nonfiction. No, actually fiction. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can read that too. Like, I mean,
For
you're
sure.
working on your vocab and like, I don't know, it makes you smarter. It's good for your brain.
Yeah. And it
It
also makes you
reduces
happy because it's
anxiety.
something that
It
brings you
makes you
like pleasure.
happy. Yeah. So read. Like, that will for sure make you a better you. It's actually like proven that people who read like live longer, I think. I don't remember exactly what it was,
Yeah.
but like it's good for your health. So
Yeah,
yeah,
there are
read.
only benefits to reading.
Yes. Okay, guys,
Oh.
I checked and I've read 21 books.
Yeah,
21 books this year.
That's
Out
great.
of my goal of
That's
50.
no, but like that's more than so many people. My goal is like 25.
What happened? Why does it say that I'm on track? I am definitely not on track. I'm like 7 books behind.
It's okay.
What is going on?
It's still a
Okay.
lot.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Yeah, anyways.
so the next tip is learning how you work or organize your life best. You definitely want to be able to have like that control and be able to manage your life in the best way possible. And if you don't know that still, it's okay. You just have to test it out. Just like try out different ways on how to organize your day or how to approach work, how to approach situations like on your day-to-day life, just in general, how you function, and see which way works best and makes you happier and healthier and more productive and more motivated. And it doesn't have to be the same as everybody. Like if everybody else is just doing something and it doesn't work for you, and you're and the way that you work is completely different. If it's right for you, it's the right choice, and don't worry about it. So yeah, if you have like that functioning like mastered over, then you're set to like tackle anything in life.
Yeah, no, I actually want to talk about that, but before I do, Goodreads just loaded and I'm 14 books behind schedule. That is sad. Okay. Yeah, so learning how you work best slash how you organize your life in a way that serves you is so important, because like I would try to like just follow whatever I saw like on YouTube. I try to like actually like schedule my day hour by hour for like a solid month last year, and it was miserable. Like I hated every second of it. So if you don't work that way, if you try it, at least try it out. But like if you see that you don't like whatever organizational tool or whatever you're doing is, like try something else out. And it doesn't have to be the same for every day. Like you could like write down like all your to-dos and like have like go on and do all of them one day. You could schedule your day hour by hour the another day. You can have like no plan the other day. Like you can do whatever it is. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same, but like figure out what works for you. And I know that there's like different hours of the day in which you work better, so figure that out too. Just like have like an idea of how you are your most productive and most like the happiest you.
Yeah, for sure.
I know, like, and it'll change. Like I think I talked about this on here already, but like I was like one of those like physical planner like girls like for life, but like right now that just doesn't serve me, because I am not bringing my planner around with me all day. And sometimes I'll just decide to go like to the library like right after class, and I'm not stopping by my dorm just to get my planner. So my iPad is currently like I'm using Google Calendar to like organize myself, because that just works better for me right now. So don't feel guilty if like your like preferences change. That is completely normal. Okay, and my last thing that you can do to be a better you is making sure you are keeping up with your maintenance. And when I say maintenance, oh my God, I feel like my voice is just like leaving me right now.
No, you're
I
fine.
mean, nails, hair, skincare, etc. First of all, you don't need to like take a day to do that. You can just like do it like in small doses every day. And I feel so much better when I like do it, because like sometimes I'll just let like my nails grow out and I won't take care of my hair, or I'll be too lazy to like do my skincare routine, and then like that just accumulates, and then like it just makes me feel not good about myself. Like I don't like it. I'll like look in the mirror and not like what I see that much, and it's because of like the little things And those little things make such a huge difference. Like, I can tell, like, when I have my nails done and, like, my hair is, like, silky, or it's never silky, but, like, when it looks good,
Glowy.
yeah, when it looks good, or, like, when I have, like, my skincare, when I'm doing my skincare, I can, like, tell that, like, I look more, like, alive and more healthy. And it just makes me feel better. Like, I actually do believe that, like, when I feel better about the way that I look, I'm more productive like the entire day because I feel confident about at least one thing. Like, I feel like I'm put together. So I don't know, it just makes me more productive. I don't know if this makes any sense, but
It
yeah,
does
it's the same.
100%. I
Yeah.
literally like saw a TikTok on this like yesterday, but it was like this girl that I follow who like likes to like get a little bit like more ready to work out, and then like someone commented like, "You look good, you feel good, you do good," like something like
Yeah.
that.
Oh, I
And
love that.
that's literally it. I loved it so
Yeah.
much because you
Yeah.
feel so like good about yourself that like your energy, that the energy that you put towards things is just like next level.
Yeah, it's the same concept as like putting on makeup to go to the library and study because you feel good about yourself. Like,
For
you're
sure.
not just like rolling out of bed and like going to the library. Like, no, you're ready to like get to it. So, yeah. I for sure think that like you should definitely be like prioritizing like the little things like plucking your eyebrows like once in a while. Like, I haven't done that in a while, but I know that I would feel even better about myself if I did it.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time today, but
It's
yeah,
okay.
like it
Yeah.
makes me feel so much better about myself. And it's not even like that it changes that much on my appearance. It just makes me like feel that I have my life under control and that I'm put together. So
Absolutely.
it absolutely helps and it definitely will make you feel good while you're doing it. Like, I love to like paint my nails and watch a TV show, like an episode of a TV show. It's just like a peaceful moment. So yeah, it doesn't even have to like be a chore. You just, I at least I enjoy doing it. So it's
Yeah, for
a
sure.
win-win situation.
I completely agree. Okay, and my last habit or thing to do is giving yourself time to wind down and like kind of like warm up before and after tackling things every day. So like after work or after studying, after school, after class, whatever. Make sure that you don't go just straight from like working to bed. Like, give yourself time to relax, take a shower, eat, maybe like watch an episode of a show you like, or just like literally breathe in, before you just like go to sleep. Give yourself that time like to rest and wind down. And if it's in the beginning of the day, this is something that I don't do because I praise my sleep more. But the ideal thing would be to have like a slower morning, or at least like a longer morning routine. Like, it's not just like wake up, put your clothes on, and leave the house, which is what I do every
Yeah.
day.
Oh, same.
But the ideal thing would be to like wake up and like, okay, sit down to have your breakfast, like take your time getting ready, like maybe make your bed, like take a little bit longer so that you can prep yourself to tackle your day. So if you're able to do that, do it. Yes.
Yeah. Like the ideal would be like to wake up at least an hour and a half before you have to leave.
An hour,
So,
an hour.
an hour and a half before you have to be there. Like, if your class starts at 9,
Yeah, for
wake
sure.
up at 7:30.
Yes.
So you have time to walk over or drive over.
Yes,
So yeah,
agreed.
because like it is so nice. Like, I've done this exactly once since I've been here, but it was like the nicest thing ever. Like, I woke up, I made myself breakfast, I made my bed, I cleaned my room. Like, it was already clean, but like I organized everything. I had like the time to like do my makeup and pick out an outfit, which I'd never do. I just like put on whatever is easiest, which sucks. But anyways, and it's so nice because again, it's the thing we were talking about before. Like, it makes you feel confident when you like have your makeup done and you
For
have on a
sure.
cute outfit. Like, you just feel better. So yeah, and just like the peace that you feel when you don't have to like literally like run to class. That is
The
unmatched.
best.
Yeah. So it is definitely something that you all should do. And giving your sign your sign yourself time to wind down slash warm up before you tackle things also includes like maybe like not going on your phone before you go to bed. I know that is easier said than done. And I don't do that. I should. I know I should, but I just don't right now. But it literally is so good for like your mental health if you don't like go on your phone like at least like half an hour before you go to bed. Because you don't need that like constant like stimulus before you go to sleep. Like it makes you sleep better if you don't use your phone before you go to sleep. And same as like when you wake up, like if you don't go to on your phone for at least like half an hour when you wake up, like your day is just gonna be better. Like you won't.
Yeah.
I don't do this anymore, but like I used to not go on my phone for like an hour when I woke up. But like it was so nice to like not be like bombarded with like people asking me questions and like asking me for favors and people like on social media talking about like the newest catastrophe that just happened. Like it was so good to like just like have this like 1 hour of nothing, of like peace. Like I don't know. In this case, like ignorance is bliss. So if you don't know what's going on, like it can't like get to you, out of sight, out of mind. So if you don't see what's going on in your phone, like there's not even anything that you can get stressed about because you can't. Like I'll be stressed. Like I can wake up in the best mood and then I go on my phone and I instantly like remember, oh, I have an assignment due today, and then I'm already stressed. Like you don't need that. Like why right when you wake up? So yeah. And it's also good for your mental health, for your actual health. Like there are studies that prove it. I don't know why, but it's good for your brain to like not be on your phone like 24/7. So yeah. Okay. Okay, so these are all of our 10 things that you can do to be a better you. I feel like I said things that you can do to be a better you like 50 times already in this episode, but I hope this helped some of you guys or all of you guys to like realize that it's simpler than it seems to
Yeah,
like
for
be a
sure.
better you. You just have to like stick with it, which is the hard part. But give at least like one of these like a try.
It's
Try
the
it and
small things that make the difference, you know?
it takes 21 days to like make a habit, so try for like 21 days and yeah, you'll probably be a better you after those 21 days. Yeah, we really hope we could help you guys become a better you. Oh my God, I'm rambling. Okay. Don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss a new episode. Go follow us on Instagram at seriouslynottheriouspodcast and on TikTok at seriouslynottheriouspod. Give us a written review if you haven't already when I said it in the beginning of the episode, because it really helps us actually like reach more people and grow. And more people need to listen to this because this was a good episode. So go do that. And yeah, that is all for this week. And we'll be back next week with a new episode. This is like the funniest thing ever. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but yeah, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, go do all of that. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye,
Bye.
you guys.